We're joined on the line next by ecologist Padraig Fogarty. Padraig, good morning to you and thank you for joining us on the line. Thank you so much. Let's talk. You're joining us on the morning. First of all, actually, are you Padraig or Padraig? I can never remember.
Good morning, Tras. It's Padraig.
Padraig. My apologies. Padraig Fogarty, ecologist. Padraig, you wrote a piece in yesterday's Irish Examiner. It was a new report by the Marine Institute into Park Náisiúnta na Mara Cíorí. And of course, that is the newest national park here in Ireland and covering a great swathe of Kerry coastline and indeed some land. Tell us about this Marine Institute report.
Yes, so the Marine Institute is the main scientific body in Ireland that collects information about the sea. And they published this report last week that looked into the fishing practice called tangle netting. So tangle netting is basically a piece of monofilament net. It's wrapped in a ball and it's weighed onto the bottom of the sea. And fishermen have been using these nets to target a crustacean called the crayfish, or sometimes called the crawfish. It looks a little bit like a lobster without the pincers. And it's a very valuable piece of seafood for the fishermen. But the problem with the method of tangle netting is that it results in an enormous amount of bycatch. Now, bycatch is the term that's used when fishermen catch things that they don't want to catch and they end up having to throw it away. And this report from the Marine Institute looks at the bycatch over a five-year period up to 2024. And the numbers in it are absolutely shocking. Now, just it looks at the tangle netting all across the southwest coast of Kerry, not just in the area that is the Park Náisiúnta na Mara, although a lot of it is in that area, and in particular that area around the Blasket Islands has been a protected area for seals since the 1990s, and this report recorded over 1,100 grey seals that had drowned in these nets. And also a horrific catalogue of other protected and endangered species, literally thousands of flapper skates and different types of sharks, including 81 angel sharks that were caught in these nets over those years. And angel sharks in particular are so rare, they're listed as critically endangered. And the Marine Institute warned that this practice was a threat to the very survival of this species, as well as all the other protected and endangered species that are being caught in this fishery.
And is there any appetite, though, to have a significant ban on tangle netting?
So I think there is. This issue is not new. It's the report, even though the numbers in it are shocking, the impact has been known for some time. When fishermen started using the tangle nets, the fishermen themselves talked about how it was going to be incredibly destructive. Before that, fishermen used pots, and it was a perfectly sustainable way of catching the crayfish. So I think what we're seeing is that the government, or at least the likes of the Marine Institute, are producing these reports, and we've become very good at producing reports and cataloguing the destruction that's going on. But what we're not seeing is the action to follow up. Now, the Department of Agriculture is the one that can actually do something about it, and who's cutting down the tangle net fishing fishery and replacing it with.
We're breaking up there a little bit, Padraig. Padraig, sorry, apologies. Would you mind repeating that? We just lost you there for about 2 or 3 seconds.
Sorry, I was saying the Department of Agriculture are the ones that can do something about this. And 5 years ago, they proposed closing down the fishery and reopening it with pots and putting it on a sustainable footing. But we simply haven't seen any action from the Minister for Agriculture, or Minister Timmy Dooley is the Minister for Fisheries at the moment. And that's where the logjam seems to be.
And why were pots stopped being used in the first place if there were a far more environmentally friendly way to catch fish?
Well, I think what happened, the authorities at the time thought that the tangle nets would, you know, you'd catch an awful lot more of the crayfish in a shorter space of time, and they were easier to use, and you know, the tangle nets themselves are very cheap. So this, you know, became what, you know, is considered an efficient way of fishing. Now, efficiency, and when you're talking about catching wildlife, is not a good thing, because it means that you can clear out whole areas. And it turned out that it wasn't good for the crayfish either, because it was very easy to overfish the crayfish, ladyfish. There's no quotas, there's no limit to the number of nets that you can set. So really, there's very few regulations on how this fishing is done. And from what I'm hearing is plenty of fishermen would prefer to see some rules and regulations around how it's done, because that means that there might be some kind of fishery to pass on to the next generation, which is not the case at the moment.
Because I was just thinking, some fishermen would argue that they would, given the fact that numbers of fish have dwindled, and that, you know, their livelihoods are tough, that you could understand why they would support tangle fishing, because they would argue that some of them would argue that their livelihoods are at stake here, and it would be cheaper for them to catch to make their catches using tangle nets.
Well, I mean, as you said, fishermen these days increasingly have very little left to fish. There's a wider crisis in the fishing industry. The mackerel has collapsed. Even fish that were caught by inshore fishermen until recently, like pollock, they're gone. The crabs are gone. Increasingly, all that's left now in the waters around Ireland that's worth catching are lobsters, and there's signs that they're under pressure as well. So we've had something pretty close to a free-for-all in terms of fishing around the coast of Ireland. And this is not something that fishermen welcome. Plenty of them have been calling out for proper rules and regulations to be put in place. We've been talking about introducing marine protected areas now for nearly 20 years, I'd say, at this stage, and still nothing has happened. So really, the buck stops here with the Department of Agriculture, because for whatever reason, they don't seem to have put the resources into it. They don't seem to have the staff. They don't seem to have the appetite to bring in rules. Even when you have state agencies like the Marine Institute producing these reports, showing the impact, describing what the solution should be, and yet still, for whatever reason, nothing seems to happen.
Now, Pádraig, you outlined there the death toll from these tangle nets in the southwest between 2021 and 2024. 81 critically endangered angel sharks killed, over 1,700 critically endangered flapper scapes. I could go on and on. You also mentioned as well about the over 1,100 drowned grey seals. I know, because fishermen and seals have had a kind of a checkered relationship over the decades, and certainly in more recent years as well. There may be fishermen who wouldn't be exactly crying over the demise of grey seals.
No, you're right, and there are plenty of fishermen who still think that seals are the problem, and would like to see seals being culled. But then again, this is part of the problem. We've had an industrialization of the sea and ever decreasing amounts of fish, so greater competition. But then also the problem with these nets is that, you know, if the nets are being put out for sometimes a week or a week and a half, they catch fish, and that, of course, makes for an easy meal for the seals, and then the seals get caught in it. So really what we need to be doing, it's not the seal's fault that there's no fish left. The fault lies with a model of industrialization and over-exploitation that needs to stop. If we had healthy seas, if we had healthy ecosystems, there'd be plenty of fish to go around, whether that's for the fishermen or for the seals. So definitely, you know, controlling the seal population is not an option. In any case, the area around the Blasket Islands that we're talking about is a special protection, a special area of conservation for the seals. There's a legal requirement on the government to bring in these protections. And it also highlights how, as you noted, like 2 years ago, nearly Port Náisiúnta na Mara was declared, and all the ministers went down to Dingle and they said it was going to be fantastic. And it means absolutely nothing. No restrictions or regulations or plans or anything has come in since that announcement. It really is just a terrible example of greenwashing. If we did have environmental protection areas, this would also be good news for the fishermen who are relying on it for their living.
We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Pádraig Fógarty, ecologist, discussing the new Marine Institute report, which highlights serious problems facing wildlife in Páirc na Síonta na Mara Cíorí, Ireland's first marine environment national park, chiefly from tangle netting.